We start here with the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin and Aleph. Mishnah begins, Evrei Chatat, Shinit Arvu Be'Evrei Olda. So it got mixed up. They have limbs from a Chatat and limbs from an Olda. The limbs of the Olda are supposed to end up on the Mizbeach because it's Khalil. The entire Olda ends up on the Mizbeach. The limbs of the Chatat are consumed or eaten by the Kohanim in the Azara. They're Kochei Kodashim. They don't end up on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Itein Lamalo, he placed them all on Mizbeach. V'ru'eh ani et basar chatat milamala k'ilu hein eitzim. And I consider the basar chatat that's supposed to be consumed by the Kohanim, does not belong on the Mizbeach. I consider that as if it's firewood, as if it's an addition to the pyre that the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not restricted from being placed on the Mizbeach. Amimrim to bar tzuratan, we let them go bad, v'yitzu the beit asrifa. And then they go out to be burnt. Since we don't have any solution, they can't be consumed by the Kohanim because you have the Evrei Olah. They can't be placed on the Mizbeach because of the Evrei Chatat. Therefore, we let them be passively. They go bad, and once they turn into Nodar and lose their integrity, then we send them out to the Beit HaSrifa to be burnt. Where it says, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reasoning behind Rebbe Eliezer's position here? This is something that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf as well. Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ve'la Mizbeach lo ya'alu the Reach Nichoach, that they will not be brought on the Mizbeach, the Reach Nichoach. Now this refers to two psukim that are found in Vayikra Bet. When it comes to the Seor and the Dvash, one may not place Dvash, honey, and Seor, any leavened material on the Mizbeach. And in speaking about the Menachot, there the psukim, or the Torah has two psukim that discuss this. In Pasuk Yod Aleph, it's Bet Yod Aleph, it says, Kol HaMincha, She'tokiv L'Hashem lo te'asecha. The only thing that is an exception to that rule is karban reshit takrivu otam la'Hashem. There is one time when you do have the seor, the dvash in the mikdash, and that's the karban reshit. But they shouldn't end up on the mizbeach, the reyach nichoach. The only time that they do end up bringing these items to the mikdash is the bikurim, first fruits that are brought to the mikdash do involve dvash, and the shtei alech that are brought on Atzeret and Shavuot are made out of chametz. So those are the two items that are brought into the Mikdash as part of the Avodah. Neither of them is placed on the Mizbeach itself. So that's what it says here. Ela Mizbeach lo yalu de Reach Nichoach. They cannot be placed in the Mizbeach de Reach Nichoach. Now, the Reach Nichoach iatamale, one may not put them on the Mizbeach Reach Nichoach, avalatam me'ale l'shem etzim. But even though you can't do it the Reach Nichoach, you can do it the l'shem etzim. Rabbanon, mi eit rachman otam. Torah says specifically otam. Otam to who? Only about these items, diatam aleh, that you can't put them on, avalatam aleh l'shem etzim. That it's limited to the items that are mentioned in the pasuk. Because the way the chachamim read the pasuk, it says, kol mincha she'kriv l'Hashem lo toseh chametz, kichol sa'or b'chol dvar shel tiru mimenu yishel l'Hashem. Don't bring them, lo tiru mimenu yishel l'Hashem, from it, on the fires. Then it begins, karban reshit tekrivu otam. Otam is referring back to the chametz and the dvash. Then, el mizbeach le'yulu the reach nicholach. To that, according to the chachamim, the el mizbeach le'yulu reach nicholach is modifying the otam. So it's only otam. The dvash and the seor are the only ones that have this qualification, this diuk of the pasuk, which is, they shouldn't be placed on the mizbeach le'reach nicholach, but they can be placed on the mizbeach l'shum itzim. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that this is referencing back to the previous pasuk. Lo tikteru mimenu yishel Hashem. You may not place from them on the fire to Hashem. That's qualifying the lot of tirum mimenu Hashem. Those things that can't end up on the mizbeach Hashem, that's qualified the pasuk by beil mizbeach lo yalu the reich nichoch. That's only if they're brought the reich nichoch. If they're not brought the reich nichoch, you can't bring them. And those are any item that is not brought on the mizbeach, including shirayim or including the evrei chatat. They are permitted to be put on the mizbeach as long as they're not done the reich nichoch. Very Rabbi Eliezer. Then what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word otam? That we have a din, that the kevesh has the same din as the mizbeach. That one is maleh, something onto the kevesh, has the same din as the mizbeach. This ilu, ki'ilu, you placed it on the mizbeach itself. So that is limited, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to otam, that is directed only on seor and dvash. Those are the items where we classify the kevesh to be equal to the mizbeach. But generally, we would not say that the mizbeach and the kevesh have the same din. The din, that the kevesh is like the mizbeach, it went out of this pasuk. Ve'ela mizbeach lo yalu the reich nichoach. Ve'ela mizbeach is not on the mizbeach, but ela mizbeach, to the mizbeach. To the mizbeach includes the kevesh. But that that would be limited to the otam over here that's found in the pasuk according to Rabbi Eliezer. Aval mide achrin elo, but other items that would not be true. The rabbonon, what about the rabbonon? Where do they learn that from? Tarte shema mino. They are able to learn two things out of it. They, from the otam, they learn both things. The otam is both the qualifier or the limiter of el hamizbeach. It's also the limiter of lo yalu l'reach nichoach. And truthfully, the chachamim's limud is a lot simpler because they use the word otam to say that whatever is mentioned in this pasuk references back to the dvash and the seor that were mentioned in the previous pasuk. And about those otam, we say, number one, bela mizbeach, the el that's merabe the kevesh, that the kevesh is the same thing as mizbeach. And number two is lo yalu l'reach nichoach aval yalu l'yetzim. That's also qualifying or dependent on that word otam. So the chachamim are consistent in their shita that are both are qualified by the otam. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is much more difficult, and Tosos asks this question here. It says, Yim Tomar, Masvara, he's Ulu Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the svara of Rabbi Eliezer? In one instance, he says the otam means vash and tzor, that's for the limitation of the kevish being equal to the mizbech. On the other bimud of lo yalu l'reach nichoach, he says, oh, the otam is not relevant. That it's referencing back to the pasuk before, the end of the pasuk before, which is lo tivu mimenu ishe l'ashem. Why would he make such a division? Why would he split it that way? That's what Tosos says. Yim Tomar, Masvara, Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, the otam lo kaya kulu. Let's go on everything. That when it comes to the El Mizbeach Lo Yavo, that's going on only the Otam. Whereas when it comes to the Reach Nichoch, that's going on everything that was before. It doesn't make sense that the leftovers, the Shiraim, should be more chamor than the Sword of the Dvash. The Sor and the Dvash, like you were saying before, Shoal, Sor and Dvash, you would suggest that those items are the only items that you could put on the Ishem Eitzim on the Mizbeach? That seems strange. But if you're going to do that, he says, then of course the Shiraim should be allowed to go on the Mizbeach. They can't be worse than the Sor and Dvash. Never that says it. The Dvash of the Kevish ki Mizbeach Chumrahi. And Kevish the Mizbeach is just the Chumrah. Sor and Dvash, which are more Chamor, I'll be Machmir, that the Kevish has the same din as Mizbeach. On the other hand, when it comes to the fact that you're allowed to be maleh the Eitzim but not the Reach Nichoach, that's a kula. If you're makil by Sor and Dvash, which are chamur, then certainly you would be makil by the Shirayim that are mentioned in the previous pasuk. So now the Gemara says, Matnitin deloki haitano. Our mission does not follow the position of this Tana. The Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechluku Rabbi Lezer v'chamim al evrei chatat shnit arvu be'evrei ola. She yikarvu. The chamim and Rabbi Lezer do not argue that if you have a mixture of evrei chatat and evrei ola, they're put on the mizbeach. Exactly, not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that's exactly where their machlokas is. Here it says there is no machlokas. If we're talking about an animal that's disqualified from being placed on the Mizbeach because of bestiality that was performed for it, both of them agree. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees there, Shalei Karvu, that they should not be placed on the Mizbeach. Alma Nechluku, what's their machloket about? Al Evrei Olat Mima, Shnitavu Be'Evrei Balat Mum. Ivarim of an Olat Mima, which is supposed to end up in the Mizbeach, they're mixed up with the Ivarim of a Balat Mum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikarvu, that it should be placed on the Mizbeach. V'roi Ani, Lamaloki and Eitzim, I look at them, I let the Basar of the Balat Mum. I look as if it was itzim al mizbech. Chamim amim, lo yikarvu. Chamim say you can't be makriv this mixture. So now Gemara says, V'Rabbi Eliezer, Maishna rova v'nir bat lo chazu, balat mum nami lo chazi. Somewhat along the lines of your question, Joel, over here, rova nirba, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't put it on the mizbech. Why? Because rova nirba are not roi the mizbech. Well, balat mum is just as not ra'ui the mizbeach as rova nirba. It doesn't belong on the mizbeach as well. So that's the case. What is the logic in Rabbi Eliezer that he differentiates between rova nirba and balat mum? So Amar Avuna, the mum that we're talking about here is bedokin shibayin valibad Rabbi Akiva. It's something in the eye, a spot, or some sort of puncture of the breaking of the iris, a cataract, but something that is not, number one, easily discernible, and number two, is something that is not a psul by ofot. It's not a mum that applies to ofot, it's a slight mum. And on that, Rabbi Akiva says, imalu lo yerdu. If those types of mumim end up in the Zbech, since they are qualified in other places, ofot don't have that problem, a goy who brings a korban, that is not classified to be a mum, ben noach, it's not classified to be a mum. So because of that, they imalu lo yerdu. It says, imadam Rabbi Akiva dieved. Rabbi Akiva is only saying, imalu, if they were put on the Mizbech, lo yerdu, they're not taken down. But who says, l'chadchila mi'amar, who says that the way we're describing here, like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you have a mixture and you're going to put them on l'chadchila, onto the Mizbech, who says Rabbi Akiva agrees to that position? Samra Papa, Chamayaskinan, Pagon Sha'alu al Gab Rabbi Akivish, they were already placed on the ramp. They're already placed on the ramp. The mixture is placed on the ramp. And now they have to make a decision to put it on the Mizbeach or not put it on the Mizbeach. So here we say that since Rabbi Akiva believes, Kevin Sha'alu, they are due. Once they're up there, we don't take them down. That too is true of the Kevish, just like the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and so is the Kevish Mekadesh. So the Kevish is Mekadesh, that there's no necessity to take them back down, and you place them in the Mizbeach. Mar says, well, if that's the case, why do you have the case of a mixture of Ivrei Balimum and Ivrei Tmimim? If it was just plain all Ivrei of a Balimum, take them straight up. Based on what you're saying here, as long as they ended up on the Kevish already for every reason, whatever mistake they made that it ended up there, then once it's up, lo yerdu, when you put it onto the Mizbeach. So why is the case here talking about a mixture? Elataima de Rabbi Lezer mi'eit rachmano. Pasuk has a miyut. It says, mum bam, who de lo yeratsu. It says, those that are not yiratsui before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because they have mum bam. They have a mum in them. Ha ayidei tarobet yiratsu. If it's mum bam that we know for certain, and this is the one that's sitting in front of us, is the mum, then lo yiratsu. Then they will not be good or appeasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you wouldn't place them on the Mizbeach. But ayidei tarobet, where it's not clear which ones are the bali mum, yiratsu. Then they go up in the Mizbeach and they'll be miratseh. We're talking about any mum. So now the chachamim mum bam hu delo yiratsu. Havar mum yiratsu. The rabbanim learned the mum bam to this mum bam hu delo yiratsu. That's not miratzeh. That's not pleasing or appeasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'avar mum. If the mum goes away yiratsu, then it'll be good. I mean that if you have a mum that goes away, disappears, then the animal then returns to being a kosher animal. Rabbi Eliezer mibam bahem. He learns that of the pasuk that says in that pasuk it says mibam and then it says bahem. Rabbanim bam bahem lo tarshe. They don't learn out. They're not doresh bam and bahem. Tosus over here mentions what's the chiddush that a mum that goes away is a kosher for kochim. We know that a mum over is not posel but kochim. We learned that of a klal pratuchlal masechet bechorot. Tosus says the chiddush over here is that even something that was already mukdash and got a mum that was over and then that mum went away, it's still considered okay. And we don't consider it to be nidcheh. That's the chiddush from our Gemara, from this pasuk, or the limud that the chachamim are getting out of the pasuk, and that Rabbi Lezer also does through bam bahem, is that even something that's mukdash is not considered nidcheh when it gets a mum, when the mum goes away.
So wait a minute. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say to the chachamim,
I consider it as if it was ki'iluhi eitzim?
Well, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't need the reasoning of that. I look at it as if it's eitzim because he has a pasuk, explicit pasuk here that teaches him that when it has the mum in it, mum bam hu delo yiratsu, ayidei tarovet yiratsu, which means number one, the problem is a problem deoraita, because if it wasn't a problem deoraita, how could the pasuk be matir for you? Number one. And number two is, why is Rabbi Lezer saying that it's ilu? I look at it as if we were malet al mizbeach l'shemitzim. That's not the reason that he's matir over here. The reason he's matir over here is because he has a pasuk. Where it says no, l'divehem kamar lehu. He's speaking to the rabbanan in their position. He says, l'didi for me rachmano akshrei. The Torah has a specific pasuk that says that it's mutar. The ditchu, who think that that pasuk doesn't exist. Oduli miha, at least admit to me, basar balat mum, ki etzim dami. It's no worse than etzim, or no better than etzim, and it can end up on the mizbeach. Mided hava, basar chatat. Just like by basar chatat, where we said it was etzim, so it's over here. Rabbanon, hocham isay, hotam lo miisay. There's a difference between them. By the basar chatat, that was a perfectly good korban. It was supposed to be consumed by the kohanim. We can't do that because it got mixed up with the evrei olah. Now you put it on the Mizbeach, that's not a ma'us. That was a kosher korban, just had a problem of tarovet. On the other hand, when you're talking about a balat mum is disqualified from being a korban. It's ma'us. And therefore, the chamim will distinguish in this breita between those two sides. In the breita where they agree to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a case of chatat and olah, they will not agree to him when it comes to balat mum. What's the difference between them? Well, chatat and olah are lo mi'isei, therefore we put them on the mizbeach. Whereas, when it comes to the balat mum, that is considered to be ma'us, and since we don't have an explicit pasuk like Rabbi Lezer to include it, the chachamim say, no go. He can't place it on his bech, and there would be two bar tziratan, and yotzin the beit hasreifa. That's the position of the chachamim. Tosfot over here, a number of places points out, that we have another sugyot in Shas that seem to follow the position of Rabbi Eliezer. It seems to be almost in Shas, there are many sugyot, including yesterday's daf, where we see that the Gemara is tofes shita to Rabbi Eliezer, and then learns the Gemara based on the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which is strange, because we assume the loch is like the chachamim, that why would the other sugyot and shah not follow the position of the chachamim? Chachamim rather follow the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Also in the Tosfot on Ayin Zayin Aleph, the Tosfot Dibur HaMaskel Rabbanan also mentions that this sugi is like Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that we owed Kama Makamot Sugiot to Shamaita Kambate by many sugiot throughout Shas that follow Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And so too in the Tosfos over here of Ha'avar, he mentions the same thing. So here Tosfos asks about this idea that in many places in Shas we find that many sugiot go according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and not the sheet of the Chachamim. Why would the Gemara do that in so many places? Go after a dat yachid, number one, possibly Rabbi Eliezer Shmuti, so that also we don't normally follow his opinion. So why would it be that, given all those factors, that many sugyot, including yesterday's daf, seem to be working within the framework of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? So from here, Tosos is Mechadesh in the Rabbonon, and says that the Rabbonon here are only Oser Midrabbonon. As Tosos says over here, that Inami, Afiluk Rabbonon, the Bain Rabbi Eliezer, Bain Rabbanon, the Matnitin, Bar Mishnah, Idlu Ayidei Tarovet Yirtsu. If they're mixed, you can put them on. And only when they're obvious exposed to you, you can't put them on. But on Torovet, you can do. But the reason you don't do it here is because there's a Isur Drabbanan, because it's not Nitbatel Midoraita. That, if you look, it's in the fourth wide line in the Tosafot, towards the latter third of that line, on the fourth of the widest lines. Ela l'chadchila asrei Rabbanan, Midrabbanan. The chadchila the Rabbanan oser, di leiluhu hava luhu, the meimar afilu ot. Because if they really believe that these were completely psulim, then they should say, if they go up, they got to come down. Cave into the butli, because they're not batel. Ilav mishum desharia tarovet deoraita. No, we must believe that midoraita the tarovet is fine. Cave into achmar rabbanon, the lo litvatlu. The chamim were said that it's not batel. Why? Because mishum the darko limanot. Because it has chashivut. Since it has chashivut, there's a din rabbanon that's not nitbatel. And therefore, late on the meimar, ayidei bitulo but the Eved Mishum the Alu that they should have to come down. But how the Kamar Hacha Rabbanan Bambahem Lo Darshi. So wait, Bambahem, they're not Doresh. They are Doresh Bambahem over here because they do believe in this drasha of Rabbi Eliezer that the mum is okay. But they just, it's only an Issa the Rabbanan according to them. But Midoraita, they agree to the limit of Rabbi Eliezer. So why is our Gemara over here say that the Chamim are not Doresh Bambahem? They're Doresh exactly like Rabbi Eliezer is Doresh according to this. Mishum the Mashman Lele Dedo Yikarvu the Rabbanan is Midoraita because it's Mashman to the Gemara here when it says lo yakarvu, that means mi deoraita. Kamo de lo yakarvu de rovin nirba. Like the rovin nirba over here that it says lo yakarvu. Based on this, you have actually a difference between the Rabbanan in the Braita and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah, according to Tosafot, believe and hold of this position of Rabbi Eliezer, bidiyevet. Lichatchila, they don't hold of his position, but bidiyevet, they do hold of his position. Whereas in the Braita, and that's what the Gemara was discussing towards the end of the Gemara over here, Gemara says, oh, in the Braita, they don't darshan bambahem, and they don't take any of the drusha of Rabbi Eliezer. That's because in the Braita we equate the two lo yakarvus there. One of your lo yakarvus is the rova nirba, which means don't put it on, period. And therefore, we would say the same thing when they say lo yakarvu, evrei balmom, there they mean lo yakarvu means legamre, not to put them on. That's why the Gemara answered in the end that they don't have that drusha. But, it also says in the Mishnah, since we don't have any qualification like that, we don't have any statement like that of Chamim really do agree to Rabbi Eliezer's position, and they would allow b'dievet if one of these items end up in his bechim alu lo yerdu. But nevertheless, midrabbanan lechatchila we don't allow it because these are dvarim chashuvim. The dvarim chashuvim, they're not midvatvel. There's a shitu mekbetzit back on the Gemara that we read before that in Ot Bet the shitu mekbetzit says that ayidei tarovet yirtzu. That when they're mixed together, they're meretze. So now the shitu mekbetzit comes and says, what do I need a specific pasuk to teach me they're meretze? It's batal berov. If you have two against one, it's batal berov. So based on that, the shitu mekbetzit says in Ot Bet. It's only one on one or trey betray when there are equal numbers of the two types of evarim here. Then do we say that you need the pasuk of mumbam? But if there were more of the ksherim, that we would say midoraita it's batal berov midrabbanan lo itzrich kol amay demratza. You don't need a din. You don't need a pasuk to teach you a din derabbanan to say it's mutar batal berov midoraita. Then it would be fine. So it must be that the case that we're speaking about here is where there's equality between the two items. Since there's equality between the items, there's no bitul midor. That's why I need the pasuk of min bambahem, and that would work well in conjunction with this Tosos, who says even the Rabbanan agreed to this. Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer, Bar Mishnah, agree that when it comes to if there's a real robe, midoraita it's batel. There's only a hang up midorabbanan according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no issue midorabbanan. Both agree that midoraita, and therefore you only need the pasuk of mum bam for a case where there is equals, where they are of the same number, because over there is no batel Torah midoraita, and then you'd have to be mafil, you'd have to put the pasuk to teach you that it's still okay to put it on the mizbeach. Okay, the next Mishnah. Evarim be'evarim balei mumim. So this is a continuation of our previous Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that we just quoted earlier in the Gemara, that evarim be'evarim balei mumim, im kareva rosh echad mehem, if one of those evarim ended up on the mizbeach, ikarvu kol harashim, then all the other heads can be put on the mizbeach. Krayim shel echad mehem, if the legs of one of them was placed on the mizbeach, ikarvu kol harashim, then the remainder can be put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer assumes that once one of them has gone on the mizbeach, we assume that was the one with the mum that went on the mizbeach. The remainder are kshirim, and therefore you can put the rest on. On the other hand, the chachamim believe, and we saw this already, even if all of them were placed on the mizbeach, chutz me'achad mehem, it's in the beit ha'sreifa. The one that's left over will go out to the beit ha'sreifa. We always assume that there's a safek that the one that you place on the mizbeach is the baal mum. We don't say that the first one that you put on, or the one that went on by accident, was the baal mum, and now you put everything else on the chatechila. But rather we say that everything where choshesh is the baal mum, and therefore until the last one, we're not going to allow it to go onto the mizbeach, even if there's only one left over, because maybe that one is the baal mum. Amar Rabbi Lazar, and this we saw in our Gemara 9 Dalit, the Rabbi Lazar qualifies the position of Rabbi Eliezer here. Lo hichshe Rabbi Eliezer lo shnayim shnayim. Lazar over here only is matir you to place two at a time on the mizbeach. Avol echad echad lo, but one at a time he does not place. So now let's think about this. Rabbi Eliezer's position is that if one of the evarim ended up in the mizbeach, there was one of a baal mum mixed up in here. If it ends up in the mizbeach, then we say that was the baal mum, and the remainder of them you can place in the mizbeach. But there still is a risk that the one that you can place on the mizbeach might be the baal atmum. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar requires you to bring them two at a time. Because when you bring them at two at a time, Rashi says, Migo dahai labisurahu, hainami labisurahu. Because in two, one of them for sure is kasher to end up in the mizbeach, the other one might be the baal atmum. But Migo, that the one that we know, one of them for certain can end up in the mizbeach, it will drag along the other one and allow you to place it on the mizbeach. So you need those two items. You need at least one to have gone on the mizbeach already, so that we can assume that that was the baal mum. But in addition to that, you must have this qualification of placing two. You have a migo that allows you to place on the remainder on the mizbeach, that you take two at a time, because at least one of them is for sure kasher. So the meiti, Rabbi Yirmiyah, chamim orim, in our Mishnah it says, afilu kirvu kulam chutz me'achad mehen, if they were all placed on the mizbeach except for one, there's one remaining, yitzeh lebeit ha'sreifa, then it gets taken out to be burnt. So there, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with them. So it sounds like even if there was one left over, Rabbi Eliezer would say, put it on the mizbeach, even though it's not a pair. So my Rabbi Yirmiyah, bar I'll explain it to you. My echad. What does it mean that there was one left over? It doesn't mean literally one, but a unit of one. It's a zug echad. There's one pair that was left over. So it was a pair of evarim left over. Chamim say they go out to the Beit HaSreifa. Rabbi Lezer says, as long as you have that minimum of two, you can place on the mizbeach. Because number one, I assume that the baal mum was already on the mizbeach. And number two, I say over here, migo, that one of them is a heter, that it'll drag along the other one in case it is isur. Okay, here we'll do the Mishnah. And then tomorrow we'll continue with the Gemara on this Mishnah. Dam shnitarei b'mayim, blood that got mixed up with water. Im yesh bo marit dam kasher. If it still has the look of dam, it still looks like it's blood, then it's kasher. It's not diluted to the point where it loses its coloring of blood, then it's kasher. Nitarei b'yayin, got mixed up with wine. Well, you can't use that test anymore because wine is also red, and therefore you can't determine whether the dam is still visible in the water or still there in the water. So ro'in otoki ilu mayim. Then we assume that the blood that fell into the wine, that the wine is like water. And what would be the amount of water that you would need in this case? Nit'arev b'dam be'ema b'dam chaya, got mixed up with blood of a be'ema or the blood of a chaya. Ro'inoto kilu mayim. Do the same thing again. Here you have blood and blood, and we can't discern whether the blood that's supposed to go on the mizbeach would have been visible in this situation. So we look to see if the dam be'ema or dam chaya was sufficient to ruin it, the look of the dam, had it been water, then that'll make it pasul. If not, it'll be kasher. Yehuda Omer, in dam mevatel dam, it's a famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that once dam is not mevatel the other dam, they're both still there. Yit'arei v'dam psulim, if they got mixed up with dam psulim, shafeich le'yama, then you pour it out to the yama. V'dam ha'tamzit, got mixed up with dam tzitzit also, which is dam that does not end up on the mizbeach, shafeich le'yama, then you pour it down into the yama. Rabbi Eliezer machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's fine. Rabbi Eliezer says it's mutar. We'll have to see why. The Gemara will explain that. And then, im lo nimlach, and this is even according to the Tanakama, bid di eved, if the Kohen didn't ask, and he did it already, did it kasher. Then it is kasher because we assume that the whatever the dam is that was there, that was kasher from the kasher korban, that did end up on the mizbeach, and therefore he is kasher. But even lechatchila, we would have said the same thing had it not been for the gzeirat chachamim, which is in the cases here, even if the dam nefesh is the majority, we still say that you throw it into the ama because of a gzeirah. And therefore, in the end of the Mishnah, when it says im lo nimlach unatan kasher, there we say even lechatchila we would have said it had it not been for the gzeirah. Therefore, b'di'evit, if it ends up on the mizbeach, then we say it is kasher. Because then achanami would have been kasher. We just have a gzeirat chachamim that says it's not kasher. So in a case of b'di'evit, we'll waive that din dirabonon. Tosfos down at the bottom of the Ayin Zayin Amud Bet happens to mention the problem on Yom Kippurim. The end of the Avodot Pnim in the Yom Kippurim, you mix the Dama Par with the Dama Seir. Dama Par is a significantly bigger animal and has much more blood than the Dama Seir. So why don't we say over there, like we say over here, that Dam is Mevatel Dam, that the Dam would ruin, the Dama Par would overwhelm the Dama Seir, and that mixture would be only the Dam HaPar, and then you wouldn't be Mekayim, the sprinkling from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSeir, because the Dam HaSeir no longer exists, according to that. That getting into the solution there, where he says that we have a specific limud that says that the Namah battle each other, it does mention one important fact, which is that the concept of Kama Kama Batil, when you're pouring one item to the other, and each drop that's going is Batel, the item as it comes in, Tosfos over here qualifies that and says Kama Kama Batil only applies when you pour it in at a slow rate, or at a low flow, but if you pour it all at once or you dump it in, we don't say kama kama batil. Tosos in Avodah Zarah also prints an additional qualification around kama kama batil, and he says kama kama batil is only true until it reaches the 50% mark. Once it goes over the rove, we don't say kama kama batil anymore. So we'll stop over here and we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.